Good evening, I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the headlines. The prospect of famine in Gaza looms higher on Tuesday after seven workers with World Central Kitchen were killed by an Israeli strike. The organization, founded by celebrity chef Jose Andres, has been attempting to feed residents of North Gaza, where Israel has blocked food shipments. World Central Kitchen posted on their website the team was traveling in a deconflicted zone in two armored cars branded with the group's logo. They said the convoy had coordinated their trip with the Israeli government. The seven killed included one American with dual Canadian citizenship and others from Australia, Poland, and the UK. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre delivered a message from President Joe Biden.
The president felt it was important to recognize the tremendous contribution World Central Kitchen has made to the people in Gaza and people around the world. The president conveyed he will make clear to Israel that humanitarian aid workers must be protected.
The State Department said the U.S. is demanding an investigation that's been promised by Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We've spoken directly to the Israeli government about this particular incident. We've urged a swift, a thorough, and impartial investigation to understand exactly what happened.
On Tuesday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel deeply regrets the tragic incident. Netanyahu has rejected international criticism of Israel for committing war crimes in Gaza, including a world court ruling that Israel must do more to aid civilians. National Security Advisor John Kirby said the U.S. saw no violation of international law by Israel in yesterday's strike.
Your question presumes, at this very early hour, that it was a deliberate strike, that they knew exactly what they were hitting, that they were hitting aid workers and did it on purpose, and there's no evidence of that. I would also remind you, sir, that we continue to look at incidents as they occur. The State Department has a process in place. And to date, as you and I are speaking, they have not found any incidents where the Israelis have violated international humanitarian law.
A former spokesperson for the United Nations Relief Works Agency, or UNRWA, is Christopher Gunness.
There were three vehicles, and they were hit through the roof, and they were each attacked individually. So had it been one tragic mistake, you'd think, well, that was one tragic mistake. Had it been two tragic mistakes, you'd think, hang on a second. But three tragic mistakes, I mean, it just does not wash.
Israel has barred UNRWA, the main United Nations agency in Gaza, from delivering food in the north. Gunness says other UN agencies refused to enter without UNRWA.
Because the other UN agencies said it's one or all, it's one UN. If you block the UN convoy, you block all of us. There was no convoy to the north today. Now that the World Central Kitchens are suspending, perhaps cancelling their food convoys, there is a serious deepening of the prospects of famine.
The United Nations says more than 180 humanitarian workers have been killed in the war. In national news, the Florida Supreme Court overturned decades of legal precedent and ruled Monday its Constitution's right to privacy does not extend to abortion. In a separate decision released at the same time, the justices allowed Florida voters to decide this fall whether to expand abortion access. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre put the blame on Governor Ron DeSantis.
This ruling is also expected to trigger Governor DeSantis's even more extreme ban that would prevent women from accessing care before many even know they are pregnant.
In local news, NYPD Chief of Patrol John Schell says he's fed up with bad coverage of the police and he's pushing back against what he calls bad articles. In a series of tweets, Schell blasted the New York Times for their coverage of the funeral of NYPD officer Jonathan Diller and a Daily News article on the city's crime fighting in the subways. The mayor defended Schell and other cops on Tuesday, hinting he gave the okay for the tweets.
There are many articles that have been critical of them. You have to ask yourself, what happened this weekend? It was raw. 5 p.m. of the day they buried one of their own that they knew they were connected to. We saw something like that. I thought it was distasteful.
A few weeks ago, Schell tweeted the name of a state judge he accused of letting what he called a predator out of jail. Paul D'Arienzo, New York.